Om Shanti. Today is 4th June 2026. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan, and we'll now be listening to the Bhog message via Shashidevi. Om Shanti. On the day of the Satguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reached the subtle region, what did I see there? This very beautiful decoration in all four directions. It was as though someone had been specially invoked there today. I noticed Baba coming from a very far distance, and as Baba came closer, he said, "Child, you've arrived." I then told Baba, "Baba, everyone has arrived. Everyone has reached the subtle region." Baba smiled and said, "So whether they're children from Bharat or abroad, the devotee souls or the knowledgeable souls, Baba has gone on a tour and visited all these souls from different professional groups as well. Situations in the world, the call of the devotees, and the sound of the voices from the hearts of the sorrowful all reaching Baba. Brahmins, Baba saw the happiness of the children, the efforts they're making, the happiness of all their attainments. Baba then said, Where are all the children? You said the children have come." Baba then made the signal, "Come children, come." And all the children got emerged in front of Baba. Baba was giving them a lot of love. From time to time, Baba gives sakash and strength to souls of the world and gives them the return for their calls and their wishes. And so do you also do that? So the Brahmin children were smiling and they said, "Baba, we do it according to our own capacity." So Baba started to smile and then said, "Take a tour of the entire world in a second, but how do we do that?" So the children just stood there, wondering how to take a tour. Baba said, "Okay." Baba kept an instrument that was like the Trimurti in front of each child. Baba gave each one this instrument, which was in the shape of the Trimurti. Baba then said, "Just as you look through a telescope and you see things from a very far distance, very close, you feel it to be very close." So Baba is giving you children this instrument. And so as each one took the instrument in their hand, they were not able to open it or operate it. So there was a pot on the bottom section on which the Trimurti image was. So the three words were written, instrument, nimit, be an instrument soul. And the second point that was written was, be far-sighted. So when the children stood in that awareness of these two points, the instrument opened and light emerged from it. And there was a stick in the center on which was written, "May you be a bestower of fortune." And then there was a Trimurti image on the top that was written. On the first image was written, "Silence power." "Have benevolent feelings." And on the third was written, "Your complete form. Your perfect form." Baba then said, Baba has given the children this responsibility. Sometimes they forget the consciousness of being an instrument. When you are an instrument, you are able to be far-sighted, your vision is far-sighted. You are able to visualize each soul's fortune. You are able to have pure elevated feelings for every child. Baba has given the children the title of being the bestower of fortune. You have to create your own fortune. In order to create the fortune of other souls, you have to serve them. Because these souls are the ones who are going to come with you in the new kingdom. But then Baba said, this instrument that Baba has given you will only work when you maintain or emerge the silence power. Just as science, those of scientific background are creating everything in subtle forms, more refined forms, so you too have to go more into your subtle form. You'll be able to have visions of the future world. You'll be able to visualize everyone's fortune. Baba took a tour of the entire world. Baba was seeing each one's situation, each child's fortune, and was also seeing what Baba had to bestow on each one. So now, according to time, you children also have to strengthen the silence power. And your own stage will be very far-sighted. Through that, you'll be able to see the future of the world. You'll be also fulfill the duty, the service that you have to carry out for souls of the world. So Baba mentioned the words being, having beloved feelings, and remember, emerge your perfect stage. So everyone has to emerge that. So I said, yes, Baba, everyone's making effort. But Baba said, no, not just have to make effort, but you have to put in a lot more effort to reach that stage, that perfect stage. So sometimes you're able to experience that stage, sometimes not. But according to the time and the situations, new games, new dramas are unfolding. Just as science is able to use its inventions to know, they know from before what they need to do, what need to, if they have to have a, carry out an attack, they know from before and how to do. So with the silence power, you'll be able to see situation just like a shadow. They will come and go, but you will always remain safe. So more you develop the silence power, you'll be able to stay beyond all situations and scenes of the world, and through your perfect stage, you'll be able to glorify the Father. Baba was showering the children with a lot of love. From the time of Amritvela, Baba had invited the children to the subtle region. And so I was very happy to see all the decoration in the subtle region. It was looking very beautiful. Baba wants to give the children a gift. I said, these children are very fortunate. Baba is going to give the children a gift himself. There was a golden bowl in Baba's hand. And there were beautiful angels around it. It was very light angels. Baba gave this gift in the children's hand. And while they were trying to hold it, the angels flew away, the bowl was shifting here and there, so they were not able to hold on to the bowl. So Baba said, did you see what this is? Did you see what this gift is? Baba wants to create a golden stage for the children, inner stage for the children. You're going towards the golden world, so create a golden, pure inner stage. Just as gold is clean and clear, keep your stage clear. Then you'll remain light like an angel. There's some children who think too much, they worry too much. They take tension for service as well. So they become very heavy internally and they're not able to develop that lightness. So even if you see a leaf or a paper, no matter how much you try to put it in water and merge it or submerge it, it doesn't get submerged. It always remains light in upper bow. So when you create a golden stage for yourself, you'll be able to keep the Almighty Authority Father with yourself. You'll be able to create a light stage. Baba is observing the efforts of the children. Baba sees that many children are still very heavy-hearted. So according to the time and situations, you have to create a very light stage. Be far-sighted. See that there is benefit in every situation. Otherwise, children think too much over every scene, every situation. So even while talking to Baba, having conversations with Baba, they only share about their problems and situations. But Baba has come to take you away from all these problems, take you beyond. Stay in silence, you'll get answers from Baba and for everything. Remain light in every situation. Baba has given the children a lot of love. Then again, Baba gave this golden gift to the children. Be gold, be pure like gold, be light like angels, and continue to fly. Baba gave very, very loving drishti and blessings to the children. Baba said, these are beloved children. Baba is remembering the bhakti group that has come from Indore. The more you practice silence power, your vibrations will reach all four directions. There were several who had also offered bhog. Baba emerged them in the subtle region. Baba gave them the answers to all their questions. Remain carefree, remain light. Every task will be carried out easily and comfortably. I then returned. Om Shanti.